Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio I'll discuss dissociation of sensibility. Now this is a very famous word, dissociation of sensibility, and this was coined by T.S. Eliot in the essay called The Metaphysical Poets. And this essay, The Metaphysical Poets, was published in 1921. So iska matlab kya hota hai, is phrase ka, dissociation of sensibility ka? Basically, it is used to signify the separation of thought and feeling, okay, the separation of thought and feeling, which T.S. Eliot identified as an endemic weakness in English poetry from Milton onwards. Matlab, after John Donne, all the other poets that came after John Donne, in their poems, it seemed as though there is separation of thought and feeling. But in the works of metaphysical poets, this separation was not there. Why? Because as T.S. Eliot says, and T.S. Eliot praises the metaphysical poets by saying that the metaphysical poets possessed a mechanism of sensibility which could devour any kind of experience. Furthermore, T.S. Eliot says that the metaphysical poets manifested a direct sensuous apprehension of thought and felt their thought as immediately as the odor of a rose. Okay, felt their thought as immediately as the odor of a rose. But T.S. Eliot, he goes on to say, but in the 17th century, a dissociation of sensibility set in, from which we have never recovered. Matlab, this dissociation of sensibility was not seen in the poems of metaphysical poets, but after the metaphysical poets, this dissociation of sensibility can be clearly seen in all the poets that came after the metaphysical poets. And as I pointed out, T.S. Eliot praises the metaphysical poets by saying that they thought as immediately as the odor of a rose. Okay, within quotes, okay, their thought was as immediate as the odor of a rose. Matlab, there was no dissociation of intellection from emotion and sensuous perception. Now, in other words or in simpler terms, in the later poets, what happened was there was a separation between intellectual thought from the experience of feeling in their poetry. And after that, Eliot also gives examples of two modern poets who have successfully managed to avoid this kind of dissociation of sensibility. The first is French poet called Tristan Corbière. Okay, Tristan Corbière. And the second is again a French poet called Jules Laforgue. Okay, Jules Laforgue. These two poets, according to T.S. Eliot, have successfully avoided the dissociation of sensibility.